two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
KSL News Time 614. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
a new poll shows it's tied in the race for Congress in Utah's 4th District between Republican challenger Burgess Owens and Congressman Ben McAdams. The Deseret News Hinckley Institute poll also shows about a quarter of district voters are undecided. I'm KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz.
Second, Salt Lake City Mayor Aaron Mendenhall has signed 7 reforms to the city's police department this afternoon. They focus on use of force, search and seizure, and body camera policies. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot. We're brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Double Rewards.
Well, traffic is moving much better southbound I-15 from Roy through Clearfield. On northbound I-15 in Salt Lake County, we still have some heavy traffic not quite running at the posted speed as you're going from Sandy up to the South Interchange. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Back above 100 degrees today and close to another record. I'm Kevin Eubank.
Yep, we got there. It's 98 right now, and here are KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. Isais is a hurricane again with 75-mile-an-hour winds. It's making a beeline for the Carolina coast. ABC News senior meteorologist Rob Marciano on Carolina Beach, North Carolina.
The track of this is just remarkable. Everyone on the East Coast is going to be impacted. We're under a hurricane warning right now for this beach, and all these warnings and watches right up through New England, and that pretty much mimics the track, which takes it in through North Carolina and then up 95 over New York City tomorrow.
And now hospitals that are dealing with the COVID-19 pandemic are also preparing for a storm. Dr. Bill Richmond at Tidelands Hospital in Georgetown, South Carolina.
The nurses are ready, administrators are ready, so we'll get it done. So that's not a big concern. Certainly we'll be busy, but that's expected.
The storm is expected to make landfall tonight. The COVID tracking project says there are over 49,000 new cases of the virus today, but there are some encouraging signs in 2 hard-hit states.
It's the first positive news involving COVID-19 in California and Florida in a while. The positivity rates in both states are heading down. And in California, so are hospitalizations and ICU cases. Governor Gavin Newsom.
We'll need to see another few weeks of this kind of data to come in to feel more confident about where we are as a state.
He says one area of California not seeing the declines, the Central Valley, home to large agriculture. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
Congressional leaders meeting again today, hoping to hammer out a compromise for a new coronavirus economic relief bill. The sticking point is still the federal bump up in unemployment benefits. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell.
Speaker of the House and the Democratic leader are continuing to say our way or the highway, with a massive wish list for left-wing lobbyists.
Democrats want to resume the now-expired $600 a week. GOPs want to cut it to $200 a week. You're listening to ABC News.
And time for the KSL In-Depth. Okay. Do you remember this?
Got Milk.
The Got Milk commercials debuted way back in 1993. They ended about 6 years ago. They were retired because demand for milk started to sag at the beginning of the 2010s. But the commercials and milk are coming back. ABC's Ryan Burrow tells us, of course, it's because of the pandemic.
Things have changed as the pandemic has moved along, and we've become more reliant as consumers at home. And one thing that the dairy industry has noticed is that milk sales have increased. We're baking more with milk. More adults are using milk in cereal for breakfast, probably at home, maybe with their kids. Maybe they weren't in that kind of routine before. So steadily during this pandemic, milk sales have gone up. which has actually given the entire industry kind of a shot in the arm. This has been huge. And as a result of that, they're going to try to keep this gravy train rolling, if you will. So they're reintroducing the Got Milk ad campaign that we all remember from the 90s and 2000s of celebrities with a milk mustache showing off various feats of strength or various skills and abilities, all because they drank milk. The latest ad, and one that rolled out, and you may not even realize it's an ad, it's on social media. It has Katie Ledecky, the Olympic gold medalist, placing a cup of chocolate milk onto her head and swimming across the length of a pool with it. Most people will just think this is some kind of cool viral video, but actually, it's the equivalent of a God Milk ad. So you're going to be seeing that kind of advertising in the coming weeks.
Well, it's good that Katie Ledecky got paid. Also, she didn't spill a single drop of the milk on her head as she swam across the pool. Thanks for the latest on milk from ABC's Ryan Burrow. On to more earthy matters like traffic. We're brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Double Rewards at 619. This Triple Team Report begins with Ricky Meese.
In Salt Lake County, your freeway's not too bad, but it's northbound I-15 that still has a little bit of busy traffic between 90th and 7200 South. Even that is thinning out pretty quickly. Good speeds all the way southbound I-15, leaving 5th South downtown Salt Lake City all the way through Draper and Bluffdale. Looking good on I-215's belt route around the valley, I-80 to the east and the 21st South Freeway to the west. Michelle?
Well, drivers are seeing good conditions if you're on Bangor Highway or I-15 in Utah County. Where I do see the slowdowns, this is Highway 191, both directions, trying to get into Moab. You're again down to one lane each direction. Steve?
We're all clear. Back to normal speeds and KSL travel times on both north and southbound I-15 between the downtown Salt Lake City area all the way up to the Brigham City exits. It's all good on the West Belt as well. Northbound 215 looks good, as does Legacy and Highway 89. Ogden's Flooring and Design was voted the best flooring store in Utah Valley for 10 consecutive years. Visit ogdensflooring.com today or stop by one of their 11 locations for a free measure. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Let's get the forecast now. The 7-day forecast from Kevin Eubank.
Thanks a lot, Jeff. It's been another day back above 100 degrees in Salt Lake, but it may be the last for the next little bit. Overnight, mostly clear in 72. A weak little weather disturbance is going to graze northern Utah, and that high-pressure ridge that's been producing the record heat is going to move a bit to the southeast. That's going to stop highs in the upper 90s for the next couple of days under mostly sunny skies. We'll then lower even more. How about low 90s to finish the week and head through the weekend? It actually may be nice to get back to normal. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kevin Eubank.
98 degrees in Salt Lake City. KSL News Time, 6:21.
Love and thin and young and lovely. The girl from Ipanema goes walking, and when she passes, each one she passes goes.
Jeff Kaplan, only on KSL News Radio.
When she walks, she's like a samba that swings so cool and sways so gently.
If you feel sick, stay home and away from others. They'll be there for you when you feel better. Learn more at inutah.org/healthy.
Hey guys, Alex and Scott here for Big O Tires. We've been talking about Big O Tires all summer because if you want to get that summer trip going and we're getting in that real hot part of the year, how about a hot sale for you? $150 off a set of four Big O brand tires through August 23rd. This is a big time deal.
Wow.
They now have 42 stores, Scott, from Logan to Beaver. Not down to Ridgefield anymore. It's all the way down to Beaver, baby. So they're covering you all the way across the Wasatch Front.
I know. And they also have the lowest prices on every tire, every brand. And all those brands you know, like Goodyear, Michelin, Cooper, mm-hmm. Continental, BF Goodrich, and even more. And it's not just tires, Alex.
Right.
You can come in for brakes, shocks, struts, oil changes, alignments, and your air conditioner, because you know you need the air conditioner right now.
No credit needed financing. They're going to hook you up on any budget. And I'll tell you what, if you need to go in and get that alignment checked, you can get it for free right now. You go in and make sure your car's performing at its best. Like so many other Americans taking road trips out there, you can go to your local Big O and make sure that you're ready for that trip. And it's all contactless service if you want through the Big O Tires as well. Go to their website and find the location nearest you. That's BigOTires.com, BigOTires.com.
When local news breaks, we'll text you. Just sign up with the Utah Community Credit Union KSL text line. It couldn't be easier. Just text the word news to 57500. Do it right now.
I'm meteorologist Kevin Eubank. Listen for the KSL Weather and Allergy Report at 7:40 in the morning and 5:40 in the afternoon.
Brought to you by Superior Water and Air.
In the wake of a disaster, what one thing can you send that will help people the most? A blanket, a tent, a sandbag, a doctor. Actually, if you send a monetary donation, you send all these things. Even a small donation can make a big impact and can quickly become exactly what people affected by disaster need most.
In the wake of a hurricane, your monetary donation can make a huge difference to those in need. To donate, visit supporthurricanerelief.org. That's supporthurricanerelief.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Chloe, put your helmet on.
Okay, Dad.
You work hard to protect your family, but some risks are easy to miss. Mosquito bites can spread germs that cause West Nile virus or Zika virus. Cockroaches leave behind bacteria as well as allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org. A public service message from the National Pest Management Association and the CDC.
We're watching Utah's Money at KSL News Radio. Sprint is officially no more. After merging with T-Mobile earlier this year, the name Sprint was officially retired today. KSL Drives, the owner of 7-Eleven, is buying Speedway gas stations. The entire chain, the deal is estimated at $21 billion. Shares of ADT jumped 56% today after the announcement. Google is investing almost $500 million in ADT. ADT technicians will now sell Google Nest security cameras and gizmos. It was a positive day on Wall Street. The Dow is up 235 points to 26,664. The S&P added 23. The NASDAQ gained 157 points. KSL News Time, 625. The 201 freeway will be closed this week. KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly with details about the detours.
UDOT is working to connect the Mountain View corridor to the 201 freeway. Spokesman John Gleason says safety is the biggest concern.
We're putting the bridge beams over 201, and you don't want anyone around when you're doing that kind of work.
All eastbound lanes of traffic will shut down in the overnight hours tonight and tomorrow night. Drivers will be forced to exit at 7200 West and take the frontage road to 5600 West, where they can re-enter the freeway. Then all westbound lanes will close on Wednesday and Thursday. Everyone will exit at 5600 West. Heather Kelly, KSL News Radio.